So let's review. In the previous daf, the Braisa said, Nata ruboy hareyu kechatzer mutter. If the majority of the carfor is planted with trees, it is like a chatzer, and it is mutter to carry there because it remains a usable area. Our share began with a machlekes amirah. Amr Bihuda, Amr Ma'avimi, v'husha su'in itztav lois. It is a usable area only if the trees are arranged in rows. Rav Nachman Amar, av pishainus in itztav lois. It's considered usable even if the trees are not in rows, but randomly arranged. In practice, Rav Huna bar Yehuda ruled like Rav Nachman that the karfuf is permitted even if the trees are randomly arranged. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, karpav yaisim ibeisis saim shlohokaf ladira. The halacha is, as Rav Nachman himself teaches a bit further down this amud, that a rechava she'achari habatim, a lot behind the house, is considered karfuf. If it is bigger than a beisis saim, it would depend on the following. Pasach ulbsoif hokaf. If he first opened the door from the house to the karpav, and then fenced in the karpav, he may carry there because hokaf ladira. It was enclosed for residential use. Hokaf ulbsoif pasach, if it was first fenced in, and he then opened the door from the house to the karpav, he may not carry in the karpav more than dalet amos, because lo hokaf ladira. It was not enclosed for residential use. Ketzer uaisa. What can he do to make the karpav permissible? He makes an opening in the wall larger than 10 amas, a pirtza, a breach which invalidates the wall. He then rebuilds it to an opening of maximum 10 amas, a pesach, a doorway. This would now be considered pasach ubsef hukaf, a new wall which was made after the door of the house. However, the Gemara asks the following shayla. Ibailahu, parts ama vegadr ama, uparts ama vegadra. What if instead of making a breach of more than 10 amas at one time, he broke down one amma at a time and rebuilt each amma before breaking down the next amma? Does this count as a new wall that was built after the house was opened into the karpav, or a wall that was built before the house was opened to the karpav? The Gemara answers this question by comparing it to two other halachas that require a specific shear, but can be done piece by piece. First, kol klei bali bat mishirim kirimayim. A utensil only loses its tumah status if it develops a hole the size of a pomegranate. If smaller holes were made and filled before others developed, and now the holes total the size of a pomegranate, we say, ponim chadoshes ba'olakan. It is considered a new kli and loses its tumah status. Second, sandal shenifzaka achas ma'aznav betikna. A sandal that had one strap break in a way that is still usable, and was repaired before the other strap broke. It loses its tumah status because, ponim chadoshes ba'olakan. It is considered a brand new kli with two new straps. When Rabbi Yochanan made the comparison between the case of the kli and the case of the sandal, Chizkiya marveled and said, "Less than bar inish, this is a superhuman person, or kugoyin dein bar nash, the person is the epitome of a human being." Similarly, in our case, we consider the series of smaller breaches in the wall to add up to a 10-amah breach, and the wall is considered newly built. Karpav yoyis mebeis esayim shehokav ladira b'nismalimayim. A large karpav which was fenced in for residential purposes and was then flooded with water. There is a machlokes whether we view the water like plants, which would make the karpav unusable, hence forbidden to carry in, or we view the water like trees, where the karpav remains usable and it would be mutter to carry there. Even if we view it like trees, that is only if the water is usable for drinking, and according to Rav Ashi, whose opinion is rejected by the Gemara, only if the part that is 10 tefachim deep does not cover an area of beis esayim. There was this back lot in Pum Nahara that had one side open into a mavoi and another side open to a shvil shakram, a path through a vineyard. The mavoi had a tsuris ha-pesach at the other end, which opened to the Rosh Hasharab. The shvil shakram also led to the bank of a river, which itself counts as a mechitza since it is 10 tefachim high. Once they started using the back lot for residential reasons, they had to make a new wall in order for it to be mutter to carry there, but breaking down the existing stone wall and rebuilding it was too difficult, and Abai explored other options. Making a wall along the riverbank, which might be considered an additional enclosure for the rechava, would not help, because ein oseh mechitza gav mechitza. The riverbank is itself a mechitza, and building a mechitza on top of another mechitza does not add anything. Making a tzuris ha-pesach between the rechava and the shvil shel karamim, and we would say that since the tzuris ha-pesach permits the path, it would be considered an added wall for the rechava. Would not be feasible, because camels that go to drink from the river would probably knock it down. Therefore, Abai suggested making a lechia to entrance from the lot to the path of the vineyard, because migui de mahani l'shvil shakuramim, mahani nami l'rechava. Since the lechia works to permit carrying in the path, it should also work for the lot to be considered as adding to the enclosure. Rav rejected this solution, because it may lead people to believe that a lechia works for a normal path to a vineyard, even when there is no riverbank serving as a wall on the other end. Rava suggests making a lechi between the rechava and the mavoi. Demigdi mahani lelechi lamasa mahani nami lerechava. Since a lechi permits carrying in the mavoi, it also permits for the back lot. This will make it mutter to carry in the mavoi and mutter to carry in the rechava. But there is a machloikis amiram. Chad aser b'chad shari. One says we may carry from one to the other because there are no residents in the rechava. One says we may not carry, because we are concerned that people will come to live in the Rechava and mistakenly continue to carry, even though the presence of people living there makes it us to carry between the Rechava and the Mavoi without a Ruvi Chatzeres.